The Second World War, which began with the Nazi invasion of Poland in 1939, lasted almost 6 years. For Munich, the war ended on 30th April 1945, when American troops entered the city. The capitulation of the German armed forces on 8th May 1945 meant the end of the Third Reich. The city had been largely reduced to rubble, and most of the old city centre had been destroyed.
After the war, former concentration camp inmates, forced labourers, prisoners of war, and refugees from the East gathered in Munich. Very few of Munich's Jewish citizens survived the concentration camps to return to the city. The Jewish community, which had had 12,000 members before the Nazis took power, had only 300 at the end of 1945. As you will have noticed during your journey into the past, there is today little visual evidence of the era of Nazi rule in Munich. Many buildings were destroyed by bombs. Others were torn down after the war. The temples of honor on Königsplatz were demolished by the American military government in 1947 during the denazification process, although their pedestals were later declared historic monuments. Today they are overgrown. The granite slabs that had been laid on Königsplatz in the mid-1930s were replaced with grass in 1988.
The way Munich has dealt with its Nazi past has always been the subject of controversy. Reconstruction efforts concentrated on rebuilding older pre-1933 buildings, so relatively little Nazi architecture is to be found in Munich today. In 2001, the city of Munich decided to create a place where the history and role of Munich during the Nazi era would be commemorated. In line with this, the city of Munich is planning, together with the Free State of Bavaria and probably the federal German government as well, to establish a documentation center for the history of National Socialism near Königsplatz. In November 2005, the Bavarian government made available the site in Briennerstraße, where the Brown House was formerly located. It is a few steps down the street to your left. This was the site favored by all those in positions of political responsibility. Committees of experts began preparatory work on the project at the beginning of 2005.
Finally, you can hear Munich's head of culture, Dr. Hans-Georg Küppers, talking about the planned documentation center for the history of National Socialism. Dr. Küppers assumed responsibility for the project when he was appointed head of culture in 2007.
Die Errichtung eines NS-Dokumentationszentrums ist für mich, der ich ja jetzt neu nach
For me, a newcomer to Munich, setting up a documentation center for the history of National Socialism will be one of the most important aspects of Munich's cultural policy in the coming years. On this historic site, the former Nazi Party headquarters in Briennerstraße, I feel it is especially important to create a truly lively and stimulating educational center, offering a program of exhibitions and educational and other events. Our aim here must be for our culture of remembrance, which until now has focused mainly on the victims of National Socialism, to address the role of those responsible as well. I believe this is necessary and important in order to show how it was possible for a system like the Nazi regime to come into being, where those responsible came from, and what happened to them after 1945. The importance of this task is also demonstrated by the fact that this is a joint project being carried out by the city of Munich together with the state of Bavaria and the German federal government. Another important point for Munich is that we view the documentation center as an addition to the city's other history and remembrance projects, which also include the Jewish Museum and the City Museum. A symbolic foundation ceremony is planned for 2008. And 2008 is not just any year, but the year when Munich will be celebrating its 850th anniversary. The fact that this event is taking place then shows that the city of Munich takes its past, including its past as the so-called capital of the Nazi movement, very seriously, and is willing to address it. The thematic history trail, National Socialism in Munich, ends here. Thank you very much for your attention. For more information about this subject, please visit the website of the planned Documentation Center for the History of National Socialism. You can find the address in the booklet, www.ns-dokumentationszentrum-muenchen.de. www.munich.de.